Today is Friday, the 28th of March, in the third week of Lent.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Let us be known, let us be known by the way we love. Let us be known, let us be known by the way we love.
Paul Zak, with the Porter's Gate, sings The Greatest Commandment.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love, 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 the great.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question.
Today's passage recounts a profound moment when Jesus is asked, Which is the first of all the commandments? Let us begin by placing ourselves within the scene, perhaps as part of the crowd. You have been energized by the challenges and the responses exchanged. Are questions arising in your own mind as well? Imagine the scribe observing the lively dialogue, carefully choosing the moment to ask his question, seeking truth. Hear the words as Jesus responds, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart." How does it feel to hear these words directly from Jesus? Reflect on what it means to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. What might it look like to surrender fully to that love? To love one's neighbor as oneself. How do you recognize the neighbors in your life right now? What challenges arise from this commandment? To love one's neighbor as oneself. Jesus says to love your neighbor as yourself. Even the scribe doesn't expand on this. What does it mean to you to truly honor and cherish yourself as a beloved child of God? As you listen to the passage again, consider how you might live out these commandments more fully.
One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question.
You are not far from the kingdom of God. As we end this time of prayer, rest in the presence of God, whose command is love. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That
is
enough
for me.
Amen.
Amen.